Hello and welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, and you know goddamn well that I am your favorite southern, sensual dominatrix, hypnodom, talking fast phenomenon. I mean, any way you want to cut it. Whether it's when I'm flirty or getting down in the smut with it, you know I'm the one that lights your fire. And I started my morning with a goddess tarot reading. You know that's what I like to do. And I invoked the goddess, and she heard my call, and she led me where I needed to go. And so now I am here, ready to talk with you for a little bit about flashing for fun and profit. Now, one of the things that I tell people in real life is that how I got started on this very long and winding road, I was edged into it, which is why I laughed when Annabelle Allen sent me her copy of Edge Play, which I still have not read, because if you also know me, you're aware that I don't like to read things in my genre while I'm trying to write. And you know I'm working on my book, Femdom Glory, with the incomparable J. Willow Bay. So, anyway, that being said, it all started way back when a friend said, you know, if you would just do this, you could double how much money you make, and it's free, and it's legal, and what are you waiting for? You can make more than you're making in your regular day job. So, here you go. Bebopping around town, trying to do things on the down low so you can make money to pay the bills and get all the shit done that you have to do just to survive in this crazy, crazy world. And along the way, you find out that there are some things you like better than others. And then comes the hot guys who see you for whatever reason, and who even fucking cares why. It's like, hello, the universe has deposited a big, huge gift wrapped in a bow on your front doorstep. And why not take advantage of their heavenly bodies and all that beauty if they're coming to me for my time? Well, that's my choice and my decision. And here we are today, a dominatrix at the top of her game. So, that's how it all got started. And if you think I'm going to let anything knock me from my pinnacle when I'm finally sitting pretty at the top of the pile, well, let me say with a smile, you're dead wrong, my dears. Because, as we all know, I've said it time and time again, and I'll say it one more time, we all fall down. But hey, if there's anything I know how to do, it's learn from past mistakes. I've been watching for a long time. You know those little games that they do in the sales presentations, and even in school when you're learning all that psychology shit on who listens best? Yeah, I always won those contests because I am an empath and I listen and I can reflect back whatever it is you need. Which is why I was always the fun girl, the one with all the guy friends. And now, here I am with the servants and the slaves, just lining up to learn how to behave. And I'm telling you, I was counting the whips in my house just the other day, and I have such a fine variety of whips and chains and so many ways to bring that pain. I can do it softly and sweetly and oh so discreetly, or I can do it loud and proud while you're bowing on your knees saying, please, please, please. So, one of the things that really got on my nerves back in the day were the redneck girls who never failed to lift their tops and show their tits at a NASCAR race, but they wanted to point their finger and judge me. So I could not wait to get on OnlyFans and flash these tits for a little fun and profit. But you know, OnlyFans, I don't know if they just don't understand what a real dominatrix is or what it is that we're all about, but they always had something shitty to say to me as I'm just trying to get by and live my life, which is why I was more than happy to let my OnlyFans account expire. And now, if you want to see something naughty from me, you have to do it on ismygirl.com or unlocked.me or nightflirt.com, which is where it seems like most of my supplemental income arrives from. Because they just fall down for this southern drawl, y'all. But anyway, I'm almost out of things to say except shame, shame, shame on all of those who claim to worship me in real life, but you can't cough up 99 cents to follow my podcast on Just a Little Torture, where you get to see me in all my shining glory. I mean, there's not nudity, and it's practically free, but I guess you'd rather hear the commercial, and you'd rather hear me blabber on about the books and shit that I'm working on, rather than just get down to the nitty-gritty. So, I hope you enjoyed my commercial at the beginning of this episode. And thank you again for working with me through my good times and bad, Mr. J. Willoughby. You know that you are the one that always gets it done. And until we meet again, I will just say, like I always do, love ya, mean it, mwah, mwah, mwah.